body. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the Java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the Food Guys. Just the other day, I was over at the other Food Guy's house, Greg's house. You had some amazing chutney cooking on the burner there.
Yes, I did. Every year I cook with rhubarb because we have this wonderful rhubarb patch out in our garden.
Lucky you.
It makes the most beautiful, thick, long, red-stalked rhubarb. I'll make a pie or a tart or a galette or something like that. This time, what happened was that I had bought some chicken thighs, so I thought, why don't I make a chutney? With
you didn't
this rhubarb.
Think of stuffing the thighs.
I wanted to make something very quick so that I could cook this chutney in maybe 10 minutes. And while it was cooking, the chicken could be cooking. By the time it came out of the oven, the chutney will have cooled and I'd have a lovely dinner. That's what I did. But what really was the clincher was that when I came in the kitchen from the garden with the rhubarb that I had yanked out of the earth, and hacked off the oxalic acid leaves and left those in the garden, because those are toxic. I came in and I spotted a container of strawberries. Why not make a rhubarb strawberry chutney? I wanted it to be spicy and I wanted it to be gingery. And so that's what I did, basically. Mm-hmm. It was very easy. I sauteed some red onion that I had diced. Then I poured in red wine vinegar immediately. That helps to set the color.
Oh.
So it becomes this vibrant red-purple. After that, I added chopped garlic and ginger. And then for some heat, I added sriracha sauce, pretty much pure chilies. This is what I wanted. I wanted that kind of heat. You need a little bit of sweetness for the rhubarb, but you certainly don't need as much as for a pie. I had a pound of rhubarb. I added 3 tablespoons of honey. Then I found an orange in the refrigerator, so I grated the zest of that. I squeezed the juice from the orange. I covered it and let it cook for about 5 minutes until the rhubarb was starting to fall apart. Then I added the strawberries and stirred that up, covered the pan again. This is a large skillet that I'm cooking this in. Cooked that for maybe 2 minutes till the berries were softened. And what I really wanted, John, was to maintain that really lovely red color. So many chutney recipes call for cooking fruit until all color is lost. And I had actually found some rhubarb chutney recipes, but they were brown because they had cooked for a long, long time. And I said, no, I want this to be a vibrant red color. After the strawberries were in there, I uncovered the pan and I kept cooking for a few minutes until the chutney had thickened to the point where it would hold its shape in the spoon. Mm. Then I added about a half teaspoon of salt. It had this lovely tart flavor, which is what I wanted. And for the chicken, I browned them skin side down, the chicken thighs, skin on, bone in for the best flavor, in some olive oil. I put a generous amount of thyme sprigs on top of the chicken. Then I flipped it over after the skin was nice and brown, stuck it in the oven, 350-degree oven for 25 minutes until it was cooked. That's it. Dinner was ready. Served the chicken with the rhubarb chutney. I had made already earlier in that day some coleslaw, so I had a side dish to go with it. And for a summer day, it was perfect.
I was sort of contesting with Dorothy.
Yes.
About whether it was too sweet or sweet enough or too hot or not hot enough.
She wanted more sweetness. I did not want more sweetness.
You didn't want
more sweets. You definitely want a tartness. Chicken is sweet, and it works very well with this tart chutney. And the recipe is on the MTPR website.
It'll be a good recipe once you've seen it and you've had your hands into it. Then you can reach over to the radio and turn on
the Food Guys.
Breakfast.